radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
When your employees return to work or a customer enters your business, how do they know it's been clean, disinfected, and safe? Our Janneking yellow stickers can show everyone entering your facility that it's been cleaned and disinfected. Place a Janneking yellow sticker at your entrances to give your employees and customers peace of mind that this building has been cleaned and disinfected by the King of Clean. Go to JanneKingCleans.com now to find out more information and request a sticker today.
Janneking, the King of Clean.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of some scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, will continue in the forecast tonight before ending later on tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow, nice day, comfortable, high in the upper 70s to around 80. A sun and cloud mix will be in the upper 50s on Tuesday night. A comfortable day Wednesday, high near 80. Warmer Thursday, high in the mid-80s. And I think we'll be near 90 on Friday as the big Memorial Day weekend begins. From the Blue Auto Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. An ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company, and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much, and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB, Monday edition. It's a good and bad kind of day. We'll get into it. I am joined this afternoon by Rosie Brock and the Seth Spotlow Experience.
And here they are.
We just played the Naked Gun theme in our open, and it's on Major League Baseball Network tonight, the first Naked Gun movie, which has a baseball component to it that's really great. And if you've never seen it, watch it. You know, baseball is trying to get its act together to play, and they damn well better move their ass. The country is reopening. We don't want to hear about putting your life on the line for $10 million a year. Quit your belly aching and bitching and put your jocks on and get on the effing field already. Cut the crap. There's people that put their lives on the line in a very, much more meaningful way than you do every day of the week. They don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Get your pants on and go play ball and cut the crap.
I might get the virus.
Yeah.
honest to God, go yourselves. Will you, if you're not going to play, suck your thumb in your basement and stay there. Let the people that want to play, play. Let's get it together. We don't want to hear about arguments between billionaire owners and millionaire players. Just quit your belly aching. There's people all over there. Half the country has either taken a tough financial hit or is out of work because of the stupid virus. So they're not interested in whether or not you're going to get your All-Star Game bonus, okay? There's so many different ways we can go.
So I take it Korean baseball is not that good?
He doesn't know the players.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I may as well look at a Korean restaurant menu and call off the food names because they and the names of the players, I don't know any of it.
Yeah, I watched a Korean movie the other night. I feel kind of the same.
What'd you watch, that bug thing?
No, I watched that one too. That was pretty good, actually. Parasite.
Yeah?
Yeah, I watched it. It was pretty good, man. You don't see it coming. You just, I mean,
that's what everybody says. You don't see it coming.
Yeah, it takes a left field halfway through the movie and you're like, whoa. And then it turns out being pretty good. I mean, it's not what you think. It has nothing to do with bugs.
It did win the best picture, so.
I had to watch it so I could talk about it, you know. And it's subtitled, so.
Overriding everything today is the announcement by our fat-ass attorney general that Obama and Biden will not be investigated or prosecuted. That's sickening. It's sickening. That a-hole that used to, who sat for 2,992 of the darkest days in the White House. Whoa, America sucks. Whoa, look at our long, no. And didn't do jack squat to make it better for 8 years. Almost 3,000 days. 3,000 rounds of golf. He's got the balls to be the commencement speaker at a graduation. If I heard his speech, I'd forget college. I may as well just sit around on my ass and twiddle my thumbs for all the hope and inspiration he gives. What a, God, ugh, what a stain on the history of this country that man is. Oh, and you got away with it, didn't you, son of a bitch? Spying on the Trump campaign before you're out of office. Using the Justice Department and the FBI and warrants that were made out of an Aesop fable to get courts to permit you to spy on Trump's campaign. For what? There was nothing there. There never was anything there. You and your a-hole friends put us through an impeachment based on crap. You've done nothing but tear this country apart at the seams going back to when you were elected. Whoa! God, I never want to hear your voice again. I never want to see your face or your jugular ears. Just get the hell out. And Joe probably doesn't know. Hey, they're not going to prosecute you, Joe. For what?
Oh.
That was the most disgusting part of the weekend, you know, because it's the leftards that do these, we've got to have a national graduation, let's do a nice thing. Since kids can't attend their regular graduation ceremonies, let's have a national graduation ceremony. Who could we get to inspire them? Whoa!
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
Yeah, which adds up.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So his legacy is abuse of power, stagnant economy for 8 years, had nothing really good to say about the country at all, as if nothing had changed since the Civil War ended. And had 8 years to make it all right, and what did he do? He didn't do squat. Yeah, I almost said it. You know what? It'd almost be worth it to say it. And he's the one that's and playing patty cake. You don't even have the balls to call Trump out by name. If you're going to call him out by name and quit playing, pretending you're on some game show. He is the. Ugh.
play the happy music.
I think I took it out.
No.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Oh, what'd you bump it for? Okay, Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Totally cool with that.
For Jay Clown, here's another thing. And I blame you guys.
Oh, you look at me.
What did we do?
You didn't do anything, Rosie.
Guess whose birthday it was yesterday.
Jay Quallen.
And
yeah. We both missed it.
It's never too late. What time is she calling today?
I'm afraid to talk to her.
I'll text her. You said,
I will.
You know what time?
Yeah.
So now that I've gotten that way, go have another lunch, Bill. You're probably late for your third or fourth lunch, since you're not gonna. How dare him say I will not allow my office to be used for partisan political purposes? They committed crimes. They lied to a FISA court to spy on a number of Americans, turn lives inside out, ruin them. Why don't you get that back? Schmidt crazy judge in Washington to let Flynn go. Can't you do anything except tell us what you can't do? Oh, God, what a horrible waste. Him and Jeff Sessions. 1 + 1 = nothing. It's unreal. We have two tiers of justice. Thanks to our attorney generals, we have two tiers of justice in America. One for them and the rest for the schmendricks that don't drink the Kool-Aid. That's it's right. Sickening.
Hello.
Meanwhile, all over the country, people have said, that's it. I'm done with this quarantine. I'm done with this. You can take your mask and your 6 feet of social distancing and ball it up and stick it up your ass. Thank God people are waking up. And you know what? It's going to backfire on the Democrats with their draconian orders. We do this for you, this for you. Yeah. Yeah, we killed the economy. For what? So Mario Cuomo in New York could send sick people, COVID-19 patients, into nursing homes? Where's all the Cuomo-sexuals with an explanation for that? This is sick, sick stuff. So, couple of things about my afternoon.
How was it?
It was a really great afternoon, and I think it's going to become a magazine column.
Cool.
Yay.
You look good, man.
It's not going to write a magazine column about how good I look.
Hey, man, I'm just saying. Red is your color. All right, I'm sorry.
You know, instead of coming in and going hysterical and having a meltdown, I should just open up the mic and go.
It's about the same.
But we got to take our first break. But I'll tell you why this afternoon was unique in many ways. And we have our first caller, Sparky.
Sparky.
Yes. Am I on?
Yes.
Are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, you know what? These Democrats can say what they want. Down deep in their hearts, they know that Donald Trump is the best president that this country's ever had.
I believe that.
The man doesn't even sleep hardly. All he cares about is taking care of the American people. And those jerks on the other side have to realize, they're not stupid. They didn't get there by being stupid. But they know they're trying to destroy our country.
Yeah.
And they're not getting away with it. And they are pissed off because it's probably the first time that those guys have ever been rejected. And well, God bless America and God bless Donald Trump.
I agree.
Amen.
He hasn't made a penny off the job. But they're trying to accuse him, you know, the emoluments
clause. Yeah, of profiting.
Barack Obama he's making tens of millions of dollars for fundamentally doing nothing for 8 years except, shred
the country. Like golf. All he did was screw the country. You know, let's make it America's house. What a bunch of baloney. You know,
he's got
it's our house.
He's telling us that the oceans are melting and the tides are rising and where are the ones we've been waiting for, and then goes buys a house on Martha's Vineyard, which by his own estimate should be underwater in 5 years. What a dumb ass.
Yeah, that'd be a bad financial move, wouldn't it?
You would think, but apparently we know that climate change is just another hoax from the left.
Well, it's just another way for them to steal more money from
us. That's all they're doing.
And our footprint is minor compared to the rest of the world. China, India, and all these other places, they don't give a hoot about that.
You're right. They are the big polluters, but we're supposed to pick up the tab, and we're done bending over for the world. Thanks for the call, Sparks. So, let's talk about Gulf States Mobility.
Let's.
We've heard the word essential 8 gazillion times over the last couple of months, and I'm with Don Duncan, and when he says all jobs are essential, they are. Every job contributes something to our great country. But when you're using the word essential, I feel sorry for people that were saying, well, we're going to lay off because this has been deemed non-essential. That's a horrible thing to infer to somebody about their gig or their business. Your business is non-essential. Really? The word essential does apply to a place like Gulf States Mobility because of what they're tasked to do, and that's help people who have gotten the one break in life that we all pray we or anybody we love or anybody ever gets, and that's a loss of mobility. And it can happen in an instant. When it does, they are there. They know that their clients are probably going to be returning from a hospital to their home. Job one is to make the home safe and accessible so that they can continue recovering at home without adding to the risk that's involved. They create, on a custom basis, ramps, rails, chairlifts for stairs, access to odd parts of a house that doesn't threaten the individual. They know what to look for. They know how to go into a home and assess what's going to be necessary, given whatever the limitations will be on their clients. Sometimes they're short-term, sometimes it may be several months, and sometimes it's permanent. But whatever the case, they go about the business of making sure somebody doesn't have to move out of their house because suddenly it's no longer user-friendly. They make it that way again. They've even put people back on the road with vehicles they equip with voice command technologies. They're for real, and I'm proud to have them as a sponsor now for 10 years. Gulf States Mobility, the workshop is at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Please look him up and like him on Facebook for the great work they do. 324.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Bonatti created, perfected, and patented the Bonatti spine procedures. Using his genius, Bonatti invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Bonatti spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Bonatti succeeds where others fail.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
As we face new struggles, rest assured we are open and here for you. We are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers. All of our trucks and hand tools are treated and sprayed with hard surface sanitizer at the end of every day.
Given the circumstances right now, that's good to know.
We also have received a shipment of masks and are practicing safe distancing around our office and shop because in our mind, every cautious step we can take is best for everybody.
Have peace of mind and know United is here for you during this trying time. If your AC is running too long or not at all, feel safe when you call United.
Call today and ask us about our whole house air purifiers that use ionized hydroperoxides to kill 99.9% of bacteria, molds, and viruses in the air when your system is running.
Cleaner air, new finance options, dependable, safe service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is still number one in the River Region. Call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit us at unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, Home Advisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/start for details. That's homeadvisor.com/start.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I got ketchup and burgers, the buns are in my hand. My chili is simmering up in a pan. From my famous coleslaw to a crock of baked beans, to the corn on the cob and everything in between. I gotta get ready for Memorial Day, 'cause all my rally friends are coming over Monday. So get your grill ready. I mean, get it ready. Are you ready for Memorial Day? A three-day weekend party. The unofficial start of summer. Ready to get the good time started. Set up the horseshoe pits. The beer's on the way. 'Cause all my friends are coming for Memorial Day.
Don't forget to practice your social distancing and wear your mask. How the hell are you supposed to eat a rib through a mask? So, geez.
Did you try to eat a rib through a mask?
No, first of all.
Well, don't worry, I won't either. I'm putting it on.
I'm not wearing one.
No, neither am I.
I am not wearing a mask. I'm not going anywhere that requires one.
Nope, won't do it.
I want to go to the bowling alley and pick up my ball and throw it without disinfecting it. You know that. If you know what they should have done instead of closing the bowling alleys, Governor Edict Bunker, you should have encouraged everybody to go to one. Use a house ball. Because if you can do that and not get sick, you've got a great immune system.
You got that right.
And, you know, that's not to say bowling alleys are filled, but, the, you know, it's a lot of mutual public contact. I think bowling alleys are good for you.
Yeah.
Here's Marianne.
I think bowling alleys are good for you, too. It's you know, it's the closest thing to swimming through a pool of sludge, like Carlin said.
Yeah, you got to go to a bowling alley. It's good for you.
Get some good germs and some bad germs.
Yeah, your immune system needs something to work on. I got news for you. Bowling alley food is great, too.
Mm.
Yes. Bama Lane's, give me a tuna on white toast with fries anytime.
How y'all doing this afternoon? Hello, everybody.
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Good.
I just wanted to give a report. I told y'all a while back that I went to my doctor, got the I gave blood. They did a COVID antibody test,
mm-hmm.
and I'm negative, which means my sister said, "Well, I don't know if that's good or bad." I said, "Well, I look at it as bad because it means I did not have this already. Well, I felt like I did."
Yeah.
But I said, if I'd had it, that would mean I'm no longer contagious. But I said, does that mean that I'm immune from catching it again? If you have antibodies, does that mean you're immune from not getting it again? And he says, the jury's still out. It's not perfected. We don't know. Of course, you know, this could mutate like the flu. It could go into several different things. And so,
well, we can't spend the rest of our lives running away from it now. I'm not interested.
No, I'm ready to get out and live my life because, you know, like I saw on Facebook the other day, one of those memes, like if you don't live now, you're dying now. You know, you may as well die right now because you're not living life. You have no quality of life if you're stuck in your house. And the more sterile we get, when we do get out, the more we'll catch. That's the way I look at it. But, anyway, I also wanted to call and brag on Don Duncan.
Oh, brag away.
Yeah. I went today. I think I'll tell you, my I have a right window. It was rolled down. I was enjoying the fresh breeze. Pushed the button, and the window wouldn't roll up.
Oh, I hate it when
So I had all this tape and plastic and everything over there, you know, in case it rained. But I took it down this morning. They did that. They fixed the panel, the window works. They did an oil change. They did the works. And they called me. They called me and said, "You're ready to go." I went, "You're kidding." I mean, it was record time. It was all done. Vacuumed, clean, wonderful. But I love Don Duncan. And if anybody has not been there yet, they need to go.
I can't do better than a testimonial like that, Marianne. I'm so glad you chose to use them.
I love them. I'll choose them every time I possibly can. They're the best. I trust them.
Well, I'm sorry. That's one reason why, and I'm convinced I had the COVID in late January, early February, but I still have not found a place for a reliable antibody test. And I think if I went and took it and I didn't have the antibody, I would be very disappointed.
Yeah.
But I had all the symptoms and even a pneumonia or a fluid-filled lung kicked the crap out of me for like almost 3 weeks.
But me too.
All they could call it was the crud. They didn't know. That was before they was diagnosed before Trump even mentioned it in his State of the Union speech, February 4th. Well, I'm glad your window dilemma's fixed.
Yeah, they didn't even give me a diagnosis, period. They didn't know. We don't know what it is, but we're going to give you a couple of shots and you take a bunch of over-the-counter stuff. And it was, they did give me something for like asthma because I would wake up coughing so hard.
Yeah, they did give me one of those squeeze things where you hold.
Yeah, the inhaler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did Obama call it? Whoa, breathalyzer, whoa. Dumbass. Hope of change. Here's that moment in American history. Listen.
Everybody knows that it makes no sense that you send a kid to the emergency room for a treatable illness like asthma.
Uh-huh.
They end up taking up a hospital bed.
Uh-huh.
It costs gave them treatment early, and they got some treatment and a breathalyzer or an inhalator, not a breathalyzer. I haven't had much sleep in the last 4 days.
Oh, I haven't had much sleep.
I feel for him, don't you?
No.
Greg is
anybody can pony up $5.
Yeah. Marianne, thanks for the time.
Yeah, I'll be good.
You too.
T Spear.
Well, I'm gonna go in somewhat of that same direction. I want to know who decided to give all of our so-called, and I'm putting our elected representatives in quotes because technically they were elected to represent us, not to dictate and rule to us. Who decided to give all of them a free permanent for the rest of your life get out of jail card? And I am so tired of people defending them by saying, well, you know, those are our elected representatives, and we can't charge them like that. And we can't tell them that they've done something wrong. Crap. These men and women pull their damn pants on the same way you and I do, one leg at a time. They are no better than you or I. And by God, here it is, Bill Barr. If those two individuals have committed a crime, they better be sitting their butts in Gitmo for a while. Because I am fed up with it.
From Obama on down to Biden and Comey, they should all be playing volleyball at Gitmo for the next 10 years.
You got that one right. And it irritates me so much when I hear people say, well, you know, we can't charge them with that because they're our elected representatives.
Yeah, you know what? If the situation is reversed, they'd be, it would have been all right. Done deal. We now officially live in a country with two tiers of justice, one for the Democrats and one for us. And we got to do something about it. And that starts with getting the effing Democrats out of Congress and out of the Senate so that we can get some serious legislating done under a president with whose only skin in the game is compassion for America.
That's a fact.
I appreciate the call, T-Spear. Thank you. All right. Duke, I need you to hold. Our most electrifying story of the day is coming up, and it involves a death. But it's kind of a heartwarming story in a way. Let me...
I've been reading about it.
I know. You should study up because this is before your time, Sonny.
It's right. Just a little.
But not before mine, not before Rosie's.
No. I used to watch them.
Well, I mean, they've been in reruns for 100 years.
Yeah, still do.
So.
From time to time.
We're talking about Eddie Haskell.
Yeah.
But I'm going to make that moment electrifying.
Like you do every moment.
If only I could have found a woman who thinks the way he did. Anyway, let's talk about Jack Ingram. Jack Ingram, the family of dealerships. Check it out on Yahoo Finance. Just Google it about the timing on buying a car. There's no better time than right now. Yeah, we get it. Everybody's a little bit anxious. We've all been kind of careful with our money, especially those of us lucky enough to still be working. And that's totally understandable, but it's not going to be this way forever. And neither are the deals that are being offered at Jack Ingram going to be around for an indeterminate length of time because they need to move product. So it's a small leap of faith when you can have your payments delayed 4 months, like on a brand new Volkswagen, or 6 months on a brand new Nissan at 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. How can you not at least consider that? And that's what's happening. JackIngram.com. Explore the entire family of dealerships. Audi and Volvo, Nissan and Volkswagen. I mentioned Porsche, Mercedes. They carry the best cars and all of the stores, all of the different brands that Jack Ingram represents are incentivized to make really once, we hope, once-in-a-lifetime deals because we don't want to go through another one of these COVID situations. So take advantage. It's like Matt McDonald says. You know, you buy into the market when... You know, after it hits takes a big loss, because it always comes back. That's the market. Deals that are being offered at Jack Ingram right now are, you may never see these again. 0% for 6 years with no payments for 6 months on a new Nissan. Got to look at that. Tip Thames and his team at the Signature Pre-Owned Lot, if you're just looking for good, reliable, thoroughly vetted wheels, they can help you there too. Start at jackingram.com. Look for accidents for the week. 3:39.
Well, good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic, and boy, we have got a lot of congestion around the boulevard right now. Had an accident earlier on the East-South Boulevard out in front of the McDonald's as you're headed towards Woodley Road. That one should be out of the way now. Minor accident, East Boulevard near Carmichael. We believe that one is in a parking lot now, but watch out for emergency vehicles in that area. And currently, we've got a brand new accident, Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We've got light to moderate traffic all over the city. A lot of congestion around town, especially Taylor Road. The boulevard around the city and Atlanta Highway is fairly busy outbound. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Premier Place Shopping Center is open for business. Shop It's Fashion, GNC, Shoe Station, Cato, and more. It's all at Premier Place Shopping Center, Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Memorial Day weekend is the most dangerous holiday for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
Fox Tomorrow. Words can't begin to describe the two-night season finale of TV's biggest show. But we'll try.
Epic. Fierce.
Incredible.
Amazing.
Legendary.
Get ready for the Masked Singer finale that will knock... Everyone's
yes!
Masks off.
The winner is...
It's the two-night season finale of The Masked Singer.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Today is the last day of this year's legislative session. Lawmakers have to work out how to spend $1.8 billion in CARES Act coronavirus relief funds. Governor Ivey has said that she will sign both the general fund and education trust fund budgets, which have increased in spending, but less than what had been expected. Montgomery police have opened a death investigation after a deadly shooting Sunday. Police say a man was shot and killed on the 1300 block of Woodmere Drive. Authorities say a domestic altercation led to that shooting. No charges have been filed. The case will be presented to a Montgomery County grand jury for consideration. The demolition of the Smiley Court housing community was expected to begin today, but it was delayed again. At last check, crews were waiting on equipment to arrive. Smiley Court has been vacant for several years. The Montgomery Housing Authority submitted the application for demolition in 2017. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of some scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm, will continue in the forecast tonight before ending later on tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 61. Tomorrow, nice day, comfortable, high in the upper 70s to around 80. A sun and cloud mix will be in the upper 50s on Tuesday night. A comfortable day Wednesday, high near 80. Warmer Thursday, high in the mid-80s. And I think we'll be near 90 on Friday as the big Memorial Day weekend begins. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Social distancing and so I forget what country it was. Maybe it was my friend Kathleen sent me this story yesterday. Hang on a second, folks. I want to make sure.
I feel like this would be the opportune time for bank robbers.
A cafe in Germany told its customers to wear pool noodles to enforce social distancing. pool noodles.
How are you going to attach them to you? That's what I know. You're going to wrap them. Well, I mean.
I'm just beyond speechless at this point. Yes, Duke.
Hey, I'm enjoying your passion. I don't know if anybody ever brought this up, but, you know, people are wearing these gloves when they pump gas and so forth. But people that are handing me cash, if this is so bad, why, you know, is it on dollar bills and 20s and 50s and 100s? I mean,
you know what? I think.
Has anybody brought that facts, up?
But 90% of $100 bills have cocaine residue on them.
Cocaine and Corona on your ones.
I know, but
it's the filthiest thing that we handle on a daily basis, even more than our bowling balls.
But I don't. Yeah, exactly. That's what when I got to thinking about it, you were talking about bowling balls. And,
but
you know,
I am proud to tell you I built up a very healthy immunity to money. Because I'm throwing it out the window every day of the week.
Joey's show was talking about people wearing masks, and his cohort said something about people going to Publix and they wear a mask with sunglasses because they don't have makeup on or whatever. And I was thinking, you know, you could wear a mask and you could be drunk as a skunk going to Publix. Nobody can smell your breath. Or you could smoke some weed and nobody could smell your breath. But anyway, I'm loving your show, man.
Thanks. I'm trying to do a Facebook. David Blackman wrote a great column on DB Daily Update about Barr. Just let Obama and Biden off the hook. We know they used a fake dossier to use the FISA court to spy on Trump and associates. That's a crime. That's not partisan politics. So, Bill Barr, you have accomplished the impossible. You have made Jeff Sessions look like a great attorney general. Nice going. What a fat-ass waste of time he is. Barr. And you were so fearless when you first took the job. What is the? Are these deep staters getting to you, man? Are you afraid you're going to end up in a coffin or something?
He's getting not through yet.
Somebody paid him.
Yeah, well, the only good that I can see out of this is he only mentioned Biden and Obama. But if I will retract every single thing I just said if Comey and Brennan and that baby-faced clapper and the rest of them.
I think that's who they're concentrating on.
Well, it's taken two
watch
effing long.
It.
And now,
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I was at home today enjoying the 1971 baseball All-Star game on the Major League Baseball Network, which was probably the best All-Star game ever played. And there's a lot of sidebar stories to that maybe I'll get into later. I don't know if we'll have time or not. But it was while watching that I got the news that Ken Osmond, who played Eddie Haskell on TV in Leave It to Beaver, passed away at the age of 76.
Baby, won't you please come home? Your loving daddy is all of
me. Oh, hello, Eddie. You sing?
Just practicing for the glee club at school, Mrs. Beaver.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah, she was on to him.
Hey, Mrs. Cleaver, your hair looks nice.
Thank you, Eddie.
Where are your rubbers? Gee, Mrs. Cleaver, your hair looks nice.
Thank you, Eddie.
Where are your rubbers?
Oh! I wish I would have grown up with that.
Eddie Haskell had maybe the most defining part in situation comedy in its early years, playing Eddie Haskell. And the brilliance of it was he was so polite around adults, and as soon as they were gone, he turned he turned into the punk that he really was.
Mm-hmm. He aged very well.
He did. Everybody hated Eddie Haskell. Now,
that's because he was hitting on their mom.
I've told this lame ass story before, because but I'm bringing it back because Ken Osmond passed away at the age of 76 today. I've been very lucky. I have had, in fact, the guy that was doing the announcing on the replay of the 1971 All-Star Game, Kurt Gowdy, he was a studio guest in Miami. And I felt, man, that's really cool that I got to have Kurt Gowdy. And you know what he did? He did a baseball call using my name.
What, really?
He did. He went right into it. He said, Hank Aaron on third, Eddie Matthews on second, Duke Snider on first, and Greg Minnell comes up. It's a grand slam. I mean, he did the whole thing. Like, it really awesome. Happened.
That is so great, man.
I don't know that. I mean, it was such a thrill to have Kurt Gowdy say, announce my grand slam in the World Series. Every kid's dream. It didn't happen, but it's the next best thing.
That's awesome. That is so great.
So, but that's not all in that game. I'm getting off the topic here. Let me go back to Eddie Haskell for a second. It's 1991, and I'm working on a pissant AM station after getting unceremoniously, my whole crew getting blown out at another horrible time. I should have just waited and been patient. And, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, it happened the way it did. But it's a situation that I should have handled much better. And on this 1,000-watt AM talk station, I did 9 to noon. And one day the program director comes in and says, would you like to have Eddie Haskell on your show? And I said, Ken Osmond? Really? Yeah, of course. Who wouldn't? You gotta understand, I watched him when I was a kid. And he was a real cultural icon. The show was a cultural icon, but he in particular, because everybody had an opinion on him. And he was just such a, and he played the part so well. So while I've been lucky to have famous people like Kurt Gowdy and others in my studio, I could write a book called First Impression.
And you should.
Yes.
You know, 20, 30 minutes with all these famous people, getting to tell them some lame-ass stories, like Davy Jones of the Monkees.
Oh, man.
And not long before he passed away. So it was surreal to be in that crappy little radio station in that crappy studio, and sitting across from me is Eddie Haskell. It was just so weird. So weird. And I asked him, I said, what was it like to be the most hated kid on television? I mean, everybody loved Dopey Opie from Andy Griffith and Beaver, and, you know.
And Wally. Wally was the good kid.
Wally was, yeah, somehow.
The upstanding teenager.
Friends with, yeah, he was everybody. You got to be like Wally. Don't be like Eddie Haskell. He literally became the poster child for what kind of teenager you should be. And he said, well, I owe everything in my life to that role. He says, the problem is it typecast me so much that I couldn't get work when that show came to an end. And he ended up being a cop and doing a whole bunch of things. He did some guest parts here and there.
He was only on three shows. It was Leave It to
Beaver. He was actually shot in a police situation working for L.A.
Ooh.
And I said, would you do me a favor? Would you say something to me like Eddie Haskell would? And he said, without missing a beat, says, why should I do that for you, you punk? And it was perfect. Yeah. I was laughing at it so hard. It was like, man, it was like getting insulted by Don Rickles. And I also had that experience, not once, but twice. It was just a badge of honor, you know, and of all the famous people I've been fortunate enough to have in and visit, His was one of the strangest, only because it connected me to a part of my childhood. And if you had told me when I was, you know, 6, 7 years old watching that show that I would one day be face to face with Eddie Haskell, I would have probably been very dubious. So he passed away at the age of 76. I'm looking for some good Eddie Haskell material. Hey, maybe it's not that I'm lazy, but maybe Rusty is listening and he'll come up with a clip or two. But he truly was an iconic television character in what's often referred to as the Golden Age.
Gonna be awfully rough on the beaver, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's on the phone.
And tonight...
Nice beaver.
He's on TV in the first Naked Gun movie.
Oh.
So, and this, I get this news in the middle of this All-Star game, to which I have, over time, a number of connections. Brooks Robinson's playing third base. Now, this is 1971. That year, I went to work for NBC as a talk show producer. And this guy, Bob Elson, who was a Hall of Fame baseball broadcaster, did the White Sox. Personally, I thought he was very boring. But he was a great guy. He was a legend, an icon in Chicago. And he's the guest host for a day. And hello, Mr. Elson. I'm your eager beaver producer. Oh, it's great. And he has me a sheet of paper with three names and phone numbers on it. The first name on the list is Brooks Robinson with his Baltimore. Now, this is 1971. Brooks Robinson was, he was a Hall of Fame player. He had just, was in the middle of the peak of his career. And I'll never forget what it was like dialing that number. It never occurred to me when it, the phone is answered, what do I say? Hello, Mr. Robinson. So I got real gutsy, dialed the number. Man on the other end says hello, and I said, Brooks? He said, yeah, that's me. I said, hi, Greg from Bob Elson in Chicago. You ready for your interview? And he says, let's do it. So on one hand, I'm doing the job that I'm supposed to do, but on the other hand, I can't help but realize I'm calling this Hall of Fame baseball player and talking to him like, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, man. That's absolutely awesome. I love these stories. Come on. Come on, keep going. You ain't done yet.
There's more from that game. Because later in the game, oh, my God, it's 3:59. Wow, I know how to waste a lot of time, don't I? But I can come back to the game because I've got a clip pulled up that I want to play from the game.
Cool.
And just to wrap up, Mr. Electric is the company that you need whenever you have electrical work, repair, or if you haven't had your home checked out in a while and you live in an older home, it's always good to have a checkup, everything from the wiring, the condition of the wiring, to the fuse box and so forth. Mr. Electric does all of these things. If you need something installed that requires electricity,